Hi. Gay is not sin, and Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. You know, we're living awful close to the last days. It's been a little while since there's been any sort of eventful thing or information coming out to, you know, give us a point of reference of what's going on. Slowly but surely, there are things still going on. Every now and then, we get some nice little juicy tidbit that's telling us what the New World Order is doing. And we go through little periods of time where we don't see much happening, and we're kind of going through a period of time that we don't see much happening. Now, some of you could find some things that are happening, but I'm talking about some things that really open up the picture and kind of do some shocking kind of stuff. And so, you know, every now and then, though, we run across some information. And over the time and the decades, there's been lots of things to tell us about what is going on. Generally, when we go to church and hear somebody preach or teach on prophecies, they pretty much stick to the Bible. Now, that's great. But, you know, the Bible was written 2,000 years ago, and it's good till today. But there, it's talking about events that are happening in our day. So if the Bible is talking about events that are happening in our day, then, you know, we ought to be able to find some things that are happening in our day and be able to tell you about it or know about these things. And there are things that are happening. Instead of, you know, one of the things that always got me is how people try to build a story around a verse. Instead of, if the Bible is saying something, then hadn't we ought to be able to go and track it? If Satan and the demons got goals such as getting an Antichrist, getting a one world government, is this a magical thing? Is it something that, you know, Jesus and God does, as it were? Or the angels, you know, however it's done and they can make it happen? Do they go out individually and possess people to make it happen? And there's no connection except that demons are all out there at various places in the world making people do various things? Or is there something more to it? The Bible's a pretty big book, pretty detailed. Don't you think that if the Bible is true, that there would be also the other side, which means Satan and the demons, and everybody that's on their side ought to be working for certain goals? And what goal is there? There is only one goal for Satan. Only one. How he does it and all the different projects he has on the way, only is one goal. And that is, have Antichrist kingdom and the one world dictator. That is the goal of Satan and the demons. Now the demons don't have to obey Satan. They pretty much, in a way, better. But they don't have to, because, you know, evil doesn't need any rulers, as it were. And so, as long as it's beneficial to each of them, and each of the demons got pretty good stock in trying to get Antichrist kingdom going. They got all the same sort of reasons, as it were, in that. You know, God made us in His image, and so they hate us just like Satan hates us, and so forth. And so their motive is also to hurt us, keep us from heaven. and so forth. They want to have their way with us when we get down to hell, if they can get us there. So, can't we actually look to the 5,000 years after the flood and follow the progress to Antichrist's kingdom? Is it connected, unbroken? Or is it random, haphazard? We go through periods of time, and it's just that, you know, God is so great that He manages all the world, so it's going to put together an Antichrist kingdom by the last days. This is what God's doing. Going out and making evil, so what happened? Well, God does say that He goes out there and makes it evil too, you know. You could find that. People can go out there and find all kinds of stuff in the Bible that shows that God is quotes Himself saying that He's caused these, did this and did the other thing and so forth. But that's not the point. The point is that Satan and the demons are busy. A long time ago, we can trace it. Like I said, you're not going to have Antichrist kingdom because in the 19th century, you know, when you could say, or the 20th century, as they call it, in the 1900s, you can say that things began to change. Israel became a nation, and magically, you know, isn't that how it happened? Or is there centuries of progress to get those centuries that Israel wasn't a nation? Actually, millennium, because it was way before Jesus was born, before Israel was ever a nation. Sovereign nation. And it just came to be a nation last century? There's a step-by-step procedure. Things were happening over in that part of the world and around the world that doesn't even have any relationship with Israel that brought together the events which would cause Israel to become a nation. It's not magic. It's not demons going out there. It's not necessarily God going out there and doing stuff. It is, but it isn't. Kind of confusing. What it is somebody back there in Noah's crowd. And who was Noah's crowd? Well, there was a flood. Everybody died. So when Noah and his family is the only one left alive, it's got to be Noah and his family because everybody else died. So you could pretty much say that whatever happened before the flood, you could kind of scratch. You can't. But you can kind of scratch because none of those people are involved anymore to be able to go. Now they were. Satan's not dumb. It's not a secret. Satan goes to God all the time. Remember? He goes up there, accuses the saints. He can have a field day. He can go in and out and do all these kinds of stuff. You know, oh, he was cast out of heaven. He can go and talk to God and make accusations. He's making accusations daily, saying, this guy's doing that, and the other, and she's doing this, and so forth. And when God looks down at us and says, wait a minute, I just see Jesus. I know what Jesus did. He never sinned, and He died for this person. So I don't see their sin. I'm sorry. He'll say, you have to leave again. Never learns. He comes back and says, this person's doing that, and that person's doing the other thing. He gets us to blaming ourselves. We have to run to God all the time and say, hey, God, you know, I did this kind of thing. Yeah, we're supposed to ask God to forgive us and everything, but we go overboard a lot. We want to focus our attention on things that doesn't have anything to do with walking in the direction of the Lord. We think walking in the direction of the Lord is studying our evil flesh.
and see what it's doing. Oh, evil flesh, you messed up again. Well, our flesh is going to be evil. Get used to it. It's going to be that way till you die. Don't care what kind of Christian you are. You're going to lie. You're going to steal. You're going to do all these things in one way or another till you die. And if you say you're not, you're a liar flat out. Because some way, somehow or another, you're doing these things, you're sinning till you die. And you're having a battle against your flesh because you're trying to control your flesh. This is not an easy task. You ain't going to win. You're just going to be in a battle. As long as you could see your battle going on with your flesh, you're in good shape. It's when you don't see your battle going on. And a lot of you are walking around thinking, and you're just thinking, hey, you know, you don't sin anymore. You repented. Now you're walking towards God. You don't see your battle anymore. So you're just living in your sin. And you don't have a clue because you don't see your battle. When you're fighting your battle, all you wonderful Christians that everybody looks to you and thinks that you're just so mighty of God, if you're not in your house at times fighting that battle against your flesh, and then you walk out the next day and go to church and meet people and everything, everybody says, oh, you're so wonderful, full of God and all that kind of stuff and everything. No sign that you've done any tremendous battle against your flesh. And if you're not fighting your battles, you know, warring together with your flesh and your spirit, then you're living in unrepented sin. Now, this doesn't mean to go, like I said, and pay it focus on your flesh. We're not too focused on your flesh. It's just that because we are with our flesh, we have to deal with it all the time. But we don't need to go out and sit there and beg God for forgiveness for every single time that because we're just so focused on our flesh. He forgave us. And our acts of doing battle against our flesh is the sign that we are obeying God. So we don't have to go say, because it's our body that is doing this and not us, because we are fighting this war on our bodies, with our bodies, our flesh. You need to understand that there's more to the Bible than just a magical situation. Too many Christians, oh, I don't believe in magic. Magic's of the devil. Then why are you worshiping magic? Because when you look to God, all you're thinking about is magic. You don't call it magic. Oh, it's just going to happen. Oh, by faith, by this or that. Faith, believing that Jesus is the Christ, is necessary when you come to accept Jesus. Once you accept Jesus, you have a personal relationship with Him. And if you don't, you better figure it out. You have a personal relationship with Jesus. So you feel Him, for one thing, inside you. You feel His presence out and about. He's always with you. You can talk to Him. You feel like He's listening. And as you're jabbering away to Him, you feel His responses to what you say. Sometimes you crack a joke, and Jesus laughs, and you know it. Sometimes you're kind of mean with Jesus, and you get that sense. Now, you got to understand, there isn't magic. Oh, God can do anything. He can create. He can make a way where there is no way. We live in a physical world. Things are going to happen in the physical world. That doesn't mean you got to go make science your God.
Science operates in God through the Holy Spirit, through the principles set forth in these things. If you're going to have Antichrist kingdom, it is not because that some mediums are out there, some people that are possessed of Satan, some people that are sensitive, as it were, and they're thinking they're connecting to wise men on the other side or something. And so they are influencing governments to create school plans, curriculum, in the way it's to be taught, to make things happen in the welfare system, which is ultimately leading over the big picture, because they're influencing all these other things randomly, because Satan and all the demons are so working together, except they're quite not, you know, so you have all kinds of difficulties in getting these things to pass and become law and stuff, to make it so that we gradually, year by year, have Antichrist kingdom. That's not how it works. If this is how it works, in 2,000 years period of time, the demons and Satan would never have the opportunity to complete any task, because they could be cast out. You get a medium out here on their teletype, demons telling them this is what, and this is there, and that, and so forth, and do this and that and the other thing, and then they start to go and do their thing. Christians said, hey, they don't like that. You know, they're going to start rebuking. They're going to pray against them, all that kind of stuff. This is great power against the behaviors of demons. In 2,000 years, we would not have any of this kind of stuff happening, because they couldn't. We got too much power over the demons. The weakest of Christians can just say, in the name of Jesus, and as long as they love Jesus and believe in Him, demons got to go. There's not too many instances where you need to fast and pray to get a demon out of somebody, get them to stop. Not too many instances that you need to go into too difficult a struggle. You don't have to do what the Catholic does. They have a whole lineup of way to exercise somebody. But lots of people love that, because that way, you know, you see something. You're having a communication with the devil. You're talking. Hi, how are you? You know, what'd you do last week? You know, hey, by the way, did you, you know? You know, it's not quite like that, but do you see these Protestants? They get on TV, and they could spend an awfully long time talking to demons. Then we open up the pages of the Bible and read about all this kind of stuff when demons were cast out. How did it occur? Usually it happens instantaneously. Just a couple of questions. What's your name? I'm Legion. Get out. Oh, it's before our time. At least tell us to go over to the pigs. Go over to the pigs. Oh, Jesus really accommodated to the demons. You know, they asked him something. He gave them what he asked, what they asked. How long did this process take? Would Jesus sit there and discuss this for an hour with him? Talk about the universe, you know, what are you doing here? And all that kind of stuff like we got today. And some of these people play exorcism games. If you got to talk a long time to a demon, you're not doing it. You're playing the game. You have funneled your attention and got your mind on the demon so strongly that you're no earthly good to getting people saved. Now, there are those people that are out exercising and say, you know, it is definitely a process. I'm not talking about different kinds of processes that you're doing. If you're really doing it, great. I'm trying to bring to your attention that there isn't magic. It isn't demons getting in somebody and doing something. It's people that have free choice. You can interfere. You could even maybe pray some interference. But you cannot stop. You cannot rebuke. You cannot cast out. You could try by all of your knowledge and wisdom to convince and persuade, and you just might do that. The people with free choice will do what they will. And this began 5,000 years ago with one goal, and that goal was to re-establish the previous 1,000 years. Did you know that? The flood came, you had Noah and his family. One person in Noah's family, see, all of them knew every single thing about the past 1,000 years. In those days, it was nearly photographic memory. They, how do I know that? Boy, we're going to get into this kind of stuff. We weren't that far from the perfect body, remember, that we could live forever just in our flesh. What kind of memories do you think we have? Had 1,000 years to learn stuff. With photographic memory and everything, we could still be having an ox draw a cart over a dirt path. And suddenly, Noah could build this huge boat that could withstand the torment of the way that the rain came and the water poured out and so forth. They knew something. And the people living in those days knew something too. Pretty easy to communicate with Satan in those days. They knew these kinds of things were happening. What do you think they did? They made libraries. And what libraries they didn't make, you had Noah and Noah's kids. We know one of them got away from God. And it is here that the Masons trace their history to this son that got away from God and started keeping secret societies, established the club goal of re-establishing the days of Noah, which was that first period of 1,000 years. Then from that 5,000 years to today, this is what they've been doing. Controlling governments. Gaining power. Preparing libraries to be discovered in the future when the time is right. And doing so much more. Until now, without skipping a beat, 5,000 years go by, we have people in the proper power position to go into making a one world government. First time we can actually make a one world government. Okay, I'm out of time now. No magic. And people are making things happen, and it's going to be scary. God tells you even in the Bible, you're going to have some fear, and we don't want to hear that. We try to say the Bible says we're not going to have fear. Anyway, if you don't know Jesus, turn to him right now and say, Jesus, I believe you're the only Son of God, and that God, that you died on the cross, paid the price for our sin, and God rose you on the third day. Come to my life and forgive me my sins. A simple prayer gets you saved. Now start reading the Bible. Make sure it's the King James Bible. If you don't believe me, do some studying on Westcott and Hort. Now get ready, because you can't cast out the events that are about to take place. They're well established. See you next week.